Summary of the protocol. The title under which the protocols are presented in Mr. Nihlus's text, according to the literal translation from the Russian, is, quote, Protocols of the Meetings of the Zionist Men of Wisdom, end quote. The word protocol can be used in several senses, but in the present case, the context would indicate that the word means simply the written minutes of certain meetings, such as meetings of the Zionist Men of Wisdom. The arrangement is in 24 separate protocols, each protocol apparently recording the contents of an address to the meeting by one of its members. The context would also indicate that all the addresses were delivered by the same person, and it should also be noted that each protocol deals with a more or less distinct part of one complete subject, like the chapter of a book. In the first protocol, it is stated that the speaker undertakes to formulate, quote, our system, both from our point of view and from that of the goys, end quote. The word goys or goyims is an old Hebrew word signifying Gentiles or persons who are not Jews. All of the following protocols, whether they are the utterances of the same person who speaks in the first protocol or not, are a continuation of the same general subject. Taking the set of documents as a whole, they clearly purport to formulate a strategic plan for united action of the Jews as a nation, or a people, to obtain certain ends. These ends are nothing less than complete political and religious domination of the world. The means by which this universal domination is to be achieved are set forth with great clearness and considerable elaboration. The document as a whole is of the most extraordinary character, and while to some readers it may seem fanatical or visionary, others will be more impressed with its profound cleverness, with the cold logic of the reasoning, and with the general orderliness of statement and argument, indicating that the work, whatever underlying motive may be, is the result of careful thought and mature deliberation. The strategic plan of action is Machiavellian and ruthless in the extreme, and is expressly founded on the proposition that might is right and that politics have nothing in common with morals. It is also explicitly stated that the end in view is to subjugate all government to our supergovernment, and the Jewish supergovernment is to be an autocracy with a Jewish sovereign at its head. Briefly summarized, the means by which the world domination is to be achieved are as follows. Number one, the national power of non-Jewish states is to be broken down by the fomenting of internal revolutions through appeals to class hatred and by pretended efforts to obtain greater freedom and privileges for certain classes of the people using the words liberty, equality, and fraternity, merely as catchwords to gain recruits for the Jewish cause. Autocratic governments, which alone are strong, must be weakened in the first instance by the introduction of liberalism, which will pave the way to anarchy. Number two, all wars must be shifted to an economic basis, allowing no territorial advantages to result from war, and thus tending to make the Jewish control of wealth the determining factor in war. Number three, the Jewish international rights are to be strengthened at the expense of the national rights of the several Gentile nations. Number four, the non-Jewish states are to be further weakened by promoting false and conflicting political policies, by obtaining secret control over the actions of public officials, by manipulation of the press, and by the gradual elimination of free speech. Number five, the authority of governments, where liberalism prevails, is to be weakened by the destruction of religion, other than the Jewish religion, since it is the conservative and moral force which makes liberal governments possible. Number six, in order to overcome the resistance of those states which are unwilling to make submission to the new Jewish power, there must be no hesitation in resorting to violence, cunning, hypocrisy, bribery, fraud, and treason, or to the seizure of the property of others. Number seven, the destruction of the social and economic structure of Christian states will also be brought about by the destruction of industrial prosperity, through speculation and constant strikes, throwing masses of workmen out of employment, artificially raising wages, thus increasing the cost of the necessaries of life, and finally by bringing about a general economic crisis and the disorganization of financial systems. The financial strength of the various non-Jewish states will also be undermined by causing them to overburden themselves with foreign and national loans on an ever-increasing scale, which will ultimately lead to bankruptcy. 8. Upon the social and political chaos created by these various means, a Jewish dictatorship is to be gradually built up, principally through the terrible Jewish power of the purse and through the other great Jewish powers of control over the press and over the revolutionary labor movements. 9. During the period of transition from Gentile to Jewish political control in every state, there will be a secret government by the Jews, brought about through the manipulation of the press, misleading public opinion, mass terror, weakening the initiative of the Gentiles, misdirecting their education, and sowing discord among them. And now we come to the actual 24 protocols that we will read and record for you as printed in this book.